All right, hello everyone, and welcome to Bogeys and Beers, a show by three amateur golfers who think we are way better than we actually are. The point of our show, we're going to be showcasing some golf courses in the Chicago area for now. Hopefully we'll expand from there, but eventually we want to start getting into some local beers and that sort of thing too, different merchandise. But for now, we're going to start with just going over some courses, you know, for people who are looking for some spots to play in the area. The first course we're going to talk about today is the Sanctuary in New Lenox, Illinois. It's kind of our home course, if you will. We kind of play there a lot. By the way, I'm joined here by my two buddies, Chad and Timmy Two Putts over here.
Two times!
Yeah, that's what he hopes for, and I'm not going to count how many times it was three today, but
you pick it up when you hit three.
It's all right. So yeah, we're gonna talk about the Sanctuary in New Lenox today. Located off of Marley Road, not too far from 355 or I-80 in New Lenox there. So today was Wednesday, which is the Wednesday $31 special. Can't beat it, except for pack yourself a lunch, because
it's gonna be a long,
long-ass day.
We were behind every Tom, Dick, and Harry who wanted to drop four balls.
Don't forget about Jim, Jerry, and Joe.
Yeah, it's normally, you know, it's not somewhere you're gonna run through it in 3 hours, but you know, today was a little bit out of hand. But you know, what are you looking at usually? $45 during the week and 60 on the weekends.
Yeah, I think it gets up to like 60, right, Tim?
Easily, on the weekend. Easily, yeah. 60 to 75 on the weekend. Yeah. So
not terrible. The Wednesday deal is the best, but you're also going to see what we saw today, which was a guy in a cutoff t-shirt and cowboy hat and bare feet teeing off behind us. So you get a little bit of everything out
there. Which, by the way, I'm still baffled. Like, I don't even know how people get off of the tee box like that, or how they let people on the tee box anymore.
God bless you.
That starter, she wasn't interested in stopping anyone. So, I don't think it mattered who went out there today, but yeah, great course. You know, we love it. Today was a little bit of a mess, but I mean, overall, you know, you're getting dollar PBRs if you're into that kind of thing. Personally, I'd rather point upwards and piss into my mouth for free, but you know, that's just me. You can get, what do we have? We're drinking $4 Modelos and Coronas, tall guys. What'd you get? $3 hot dogs and stuff.
$3 hot dogs, $4 sandwiches. You can't beat the turn. Good turn.
Pretty standard stuff there. As far as the course, kind of link style, usually pretty windy. Today wasn't too bad. I mean, I don't know. These guys shot a lot better. I'm not going to talk about what I shot. These guys were, 77?
What'd you shoot, though? 75. What'd you have?
Less than 100, higher than 70.
So perfect. Can't go wrong perfect. With that number. We'll go with that number.
That's perfect. That's where I see. Yeah, but I mean, like, today, like, I thought I shot pretty well. Like, it wasn't
77, you're fucking good. If you're shooting 77, you're shooting pretty damn good.
77, a 78.
78 on the side.
We had a 75 from our other guy, Timmy Two Putts' brother, who...
I'm not going to mention him. He's not a part of this. Yeah. So
he's too good to be a part of this. He doesn't drink any beer when he plays. So he's not welcome. But, yeah, if you've never played that course, I'd get out there. I mean, what are... Like, nothing too special on the first three or four holes. I think five is a hole we wanted to kind of talk about. That's one if you can get, it's a par five, probably about, I don't know, what do you got the card right there, Tim? How far is it from the blues?
The number five is about 520 yards if you're playing the blues.
Yeah, but it's a left it's turn a with
huge,
a tight shot.
Huge
some
dog leg left. You got to get a big drive out there. Avoid bunkers. If you don't get it out there, you're looking at easily 240, 250 in. So it's a tough par five. The first four holes are extremely easy. It's more or less getting through that number five. You know, if you can get
two putt five, number two five, spit your ball out of the tree.
Right. Yeah. So I hit one.
Really
to the, yeah. As long as the trees cooperate, you're fine through one, two, and three. You know, you just got to make sure you talk to the trees, get them through the first three holes. You know, and then once you get to five, you know, it's a tough one. It's it's more or less what you're looking.
I mean, you're looking at a three shotter to the green.
Yeah, it's not easy.
And even like, if you're in if you think you're in a good spot off the tee, if you're not right, in my opinion, you're not really in a great spot.
Yeah, no,
you have to punch one down with a tight window.
Yeah, it's if you're putting for birdie, you played the hole well. That's for sure.
So, definitely.
Yeah. So that's a hole to keep your eye on. You know, when you get out there. I mean, the rest of the front, not a ton to it.
I like eight. Eight's long.
Yeah, eight's a gettable par five if the wind's going the right way. You know, if you get that breeze in your face once it starts going out there, yeah, it's a gettable. What's that on the card, Tim?
That's a hole 530 from the blue.
530. It's longer than that other one, but it's a lot.
It plays
more.
Usually downwind though. It's
downwind, yeah. But the approach shot's usually uphill.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough hole.
Huge green.
But usually, yeah, if you can get up there and avoid the bunkers, you're usually putting for birdie more or less. Yeah.
What do we score that today?
We went under par. No, Pat actually. No, him. Sorry, he did not. He actually parred that hole. What a pussy. Yeah,
I made a mess.
No, nobody. We all went par bogey. Nobody birdied that hole. So that was a tough hole.
So, yeah, that's the gettable one.
So, let's all right. Yeah. So, if you want to get that hole, you know, that's the one you want to get. Well, while we all walked away plus two from that hole. So, that is actually the hardest hole in the course, number five. So
yeah, that's definitely. That
how did I go through and skip over my birdie hole? I skipped right over that. I skipped to five, and
you
didn't want to talk about three.
Three's obviously the hardest hole on the course since I went ahead and birdied that one today. So
well, I just told you five was the hardest. So three clearly is like the third hardest. However, yeah, that is a great birdie. If you can birdie three, you're off to a great start. That's for sure.
That's who Chris is, by the
way. But he started off double double.
Going to start out double double, and then I'll throw in a birdie after that.
Yeah.
Fucking everything on the card.
Nothing better than sprinkling in a circle with a couple boxes.
I love seeing a good straight on my straight. Yeah. Yeah, give me the 2 through 8 on there. So I had one of those today, I believe.
I think as you get to the ninth hole, as you get to the turn, essentially, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a pro tip. If someone goes in, if you're in a rush and someone goes into the clubhouse for a hot dog or a beer, like we had today, we had these guys like slow as fucking molasses right in front of us. I mean, like
a twosome,
and we were easily playing twice as fast as they were. They went into the clubhouse, and you could just do jump.
I think we played the front in 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can just skip them right on 10. You can just immediately go and get off on 10. So that was nice.
And they're good about having the carts out there too. Yeah. I mean, that's another thing we want to kind of highlight is a lot of courses won't get their cart girls out there, you know, unless it's the weekend. And Sanctuary's always been really good about having a girl out there. So yeah,
that's a good point.
I don't think
we had
a single dry hole. So you can't argue with that.
That's a good point. I mean, so what was our first round this year? That was like, was at Water's Edge? So we played in that. Granted, it was a scramble, so we had beer. But like throughout the spring, I mean, I can remember maybe 3 times of the times that we played, like there was actually a beverage girl until the summer.
Yeah, right. On the entire course.
Which is wild to me. Like, why wouldn't you always have?
You would think that, right? Yeah, especially for now. You're in July. Why would you not have somebody out there?
Right.
Supplying your golfers with, the right amount of fluids to keep the round going.
Yeah. What did she have in the cart? Did you see? I mean, you guys got them.
I mean, they got nothing. I think they had an anti-hero as far as like an IPA goes. Other than that, you got your Coors Light.
Right. You got your domestics. Water.
We had Corona, Bud Light, Modelo,
Coors Light,
Bud
Miller
Light,
Modelo.
You know, nothing Heineken, special. The dollar PBRs again.
We were big on Modelo today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We went with the Modelos.
Modelos
do not bring good scores. Actually, they did for everyone else. So,
yeah, unless your name is Chris, you were shooting pretty well today. So,
yeah, the Modelo drives go straight, I think.
Yeah,
I saved all the good shots for everyone else today, so you guys are welcome. Playing in a scramble that. there on Friday though, and
yeah, we might have to do an update once we.
Oh. I might hit 90 once in a while, but I'm You'll a scramble seen, golfer. Yeah,
yeah. Once we're ring champions, we might have to do another follow-up episode.
The trophy update will be coming for the scramble for some. After that though, right now we're making a turn though. Here we go, making the turn. Everyone cheers. Here we go, making the turn. On the cheers. Beautiful. We make the turn. Here we go and down 10. 10's a pretty goddamn easy hole. I'm not going to lie. It pissed me off today because all I did was bogey it after I had a drive that was 40 yards out.
Yeah, I do think that 10 might be one, like Pat said today, 10 might be one where you want to lay back just a little bit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, what, 300 yards, it's, 310?
As long as you're not right. I mean, you got a couple bunkers to deal with on the left, but as long as you don't go right, it's a tight shot, but if you stay, you know.
I don't know if I've ever. Well, I don't know if I've ever birdied that hole. I think I've only.
It's a straightforward hole. It's 330 yards. So for those of you counting at home, I hit that ball about 300 yards. So I had a 30 yard chip, and I sure as shit, I bogeyed a hole. I'm not going to lie.
And I, ladies and gentlemen, episode one, I've already created the douche jar, and Tim's going to put a dollar into that.
Yeah, you put one right in there. I might put one in there for saying I shot well today, too.
Yeah, well, you played well for a little bit. Moving on forward through the turn.
We got nothing else. I mean, 11's the easiest hole on the course.
Yeah. 11 is the easiest hole on the course. You got 10, 11 are very easy. If you're not making... 12
is a bastard, if you will.
12 is
a tight landing spot. It's a par 5. It's gettable if you're long off the tee, but
the line for most people, unless you can hit the ball probably 300 yards, the line for most people is directly right side bunkers.
Careful going left.
Yeah, you might as well
left
just
looks
rip
like
it.
You're going to get there, you're not.
Worst case scenario, you rip it out there.
You guys found that out the hard way.
Yeah, you're fine. Just rip it out there, give yourself a second shot because it's rarely
it's a three-shotter.
Into the wind, you're not going to get there in two. So, you're better off basically it's just gettable. Playing a safe second
it's
shot.
It's gettable
there.
If you
It's gettable if you hit a 340-yard drive.
Right.
I've gotten there before, and I don't have to hit a 340.
Well, you know, Chris has gotten there at least 3 or 4 times, so.
I have.
I know you have. That's why we're moving on to hole number 13, Chris. What else have you done on 13? Yeah. Well, we don't talk about 13. That's a tough course. That's a tough hole.
Which one's 13 again?
13 is that
hard right.
Long bar for
the long drive hole.
Yeah,
it's usually a long drive hole there if you're playing in your community, you know, scrambles and whatnot.
It's usually an automatic 6 on my card.
Right.
Is
well,
what
if
it
you're
is.
Yeah, if you're Chris, that's an automatic 6. It's a you need a solid drive, otherwise you're looking at a long iron in and.
Yeah, green, I think I had like a 170.
The green
today.
Is actually fairly well guarded by bunkers too. So, if you miss left or right, you're looking at scratchy up and down. Other
cool.
than that,
I think the next part. I mean, not to like yeah, but that's. I mean, did you have anything else on 13? Sorry, I kind of.
No,
13
is fine. I want to go
into
the
woods.
Going into the woods. The woods.
It's probably
baby.
Where this. I mean,
the woods.
A lot
is
of
why,
this course's character.
Yeah,
I'd
this
say
is the only reason
two.
Why we talk about
you got
this sanctuary.
A really tight shot, par 4. I mean, what? It's sorry, we got a baseball game on here in the background, and there was a collision. I apologize for that. It's a tight par 4. What are we talking about? 13
talking about
14. 14
right now.
14. Where, what you got a tree in your line on the left. So if you're righty and you can draw it around there, you're good. Otherwise, you guys hit irons on there? Did you hit
driver?
I hit driver. I rarely do, though. So. I mean, since I've been hitting my driver better, I usually spray it right, which is bad.
Honestly, out of all the holes on the entire course, that's the first tee box that you actually question whether or not to hit driver or not.
Right, and, I would agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. I mean, 10, you kind of think about it.
Yeah, but I mean, if you smoke it down there with 10, we all had chips in.
Also, none of you hit driver on 3.
No, I didn't. But like,
you did.
I did.
I do think
you can drive around three, but you can either you can either spray it left or spray it right. But I mean, if you look at it, what is the actual? I mean, if you're looking through the actual course,
just giving you shit.
You know what I mean?
It's the first one with tree trouble.
This is the one where you're looking at. Hey, if I don't pipe one here, I'm fucked.
That's one where I'm as a lefty. I went up there thinking, oh, I can hit this little cut that I finally hit well for the first time in my life on the 9th.
Right, yeah.
Like, oh, I'm going to do this again. And I put one about 6 miles into the tree.
How'd that work out for you? Good.
Yeah, right after I parred 10, said I was going to shoot a 40 on the back and went like double, triple, double after that.
That worked out well.
But yeah, it was like 14 and 15 are, they're an area where your round could take a turn for the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that is the awareness that you need to have on the course right there. 14, usually they want you to pull driver. My suggestion, pump it over to 150 stake with a 4-iron or something.
Yeah. That's probably, honestly, that's probably your safe play.
Keep it safe. Keep it simple. Don't compound an issue. Get through the wood holes at even par. You'll be looking pretty solid.
And then 15 is a... We got a long par three.
What was it planned at? About 190?
Yeah, 190.
190 from the blues today.
Little uphill.
It's a little uphill. It's playing about 195.
Big green.
It's a grid green. If you can hit that green, you're looking at a tough two par.
What did Chris do on that hole today?
Chris birdied that hole today.
No, he didn't.
He parred. He went up and down for par.
Yeah, but...
Oh, he went up and down for
par.
But
let's talk about that up and down. Let's talk about that about 30-footer.
We
want to
talk about
there.
That 30-foot putt.
Just drove a 30-footer right into the back of the cup.
That's right. I remember that.
Hammer.
I forgot. That wasn't for birdie. That was for par.
That's not an easy par, folks.
Yeah. You can par it any kind of way you like. But if you get out of there, I'll tell you what, though. You only play that one over par. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Let's see. 16 was downwind.
I played it one over par as well.
16, not a whole lot. 17's a bastard. The par fives on this course are kind of bastards.
Just because they turn.
Except for 8. But 17's not, I mean, not,
no,
there's
yeah,
not any
no,
of those.
Now we're eight, getting a 17.
When there's not really a par five on this course that you say, I'm going to get there in 2, no doubt.
No,
like,
no.
That it's gettable in 2. On,
no,
you know,
I agree with you.
They're almost all 3 shotters.
And then, I mean, 17, you have
unless
an absolute
clobber 2 shots.
Yeah, like, I hit a pretty good 3-iron on the second one, and I got up there, but I still had a chip.
Yeah.
You know.
17's
you're
a tough
smashing.
Shot. You got a trap on, you got bunker
smash.
On your right short.
We
on
got
your
brush.
Left deep. You got water left. You got heavy stuff right. Like, it's a long shot, and then your second shot is the tightest landing spot you can imagine, unless you can clear all that, because then you have water on your left. Bullshit
right.
on your right, like
right.
No,
it's a tight second shot.
It's
unless.
The longest par five.
It's
on
not
the,
something that you can drive
course.
And then hit like a 9-iron. Like
no.
you need.
No,
you need
it's
a
it's a 3-shotter. It's the longest par five on the course. It's playing almost 300 or 600.
But
yards.
I'm saying even playing 3 shots, you can't hit something. You need a long iron to get past that tight.
Yeah, a lot of garbage
zone.
You got
to
play around. Yeah, it's a tough course. It's a tough hole. I'm not gonna lie. It's 587 yards when you're playing
Jeez.
From the fucking tips.
I
so it's a fucking tough fucking hole.
I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah.
No,
oh, number 2 on the course. If you're for those of you counting at home, which I hope you are. So
and then
you walk into 18, and 18 ain't even easier. It's 436 from the tips. You're looking at, if you can scratch
trap
4 from
right.
there, you're playing a good 4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing a good 4 if you can just 4 from there.
There's water all along the left-hand
those
side.
Those of you counting at home, I 4'd for a 78 today, so that's a personal rest. So 4 for...
Personal rest. For
personal
sure.
best. Personal best.
And then you Timmy 2-putted.
Timmy 2-putted.
I did Timmy 2-putt that
Timmy
for 78.
8 beard.
Timmy 2-putted and, you know, Timmy 12 beards.
So, yeah, I mean, just, I mean... That's kind of a quick run through of the course. I mean, right now we're playing it, you know, middle of June. It was, what do you guys think? It was a little long. The rough was,
it was a little long.
Rough was not like we expected.
I thought the greens were a little bit longer,
everything.
But it's decent.
The
yeah.
rough, I couldn't hit a fairway to save my life, and that rough was not easy to get out of.
Granted, I'm quick
my
to blame
stuck in everything.
My bad putting on long greens, so it's
yeah.
not really saying much.
And, yeah, so...
I blame everybody for everything. So.
I hope it was just like a bad day, but it did seem a lot like everything was cut a lot longer than usual. It's usually in pretty good shape.
Nah,
I mean,
it was long today.
Pretty, as far as like public courses go, as far as like
it was the toughest it's ever. It was the toughest it's ever played, and I shot my personal best. That's yeah, all we have to know.
Of course, it was the toughest it played. Ball marks. I mean, not
people take care of
I've seen worse. You know, it's for $31 special and bare feet and cowboy hats. I mean, it wasn't terrible. You
can't beat it. It's definitely worth its price for sure.
It was.
Yeah, but I think overall value for $31, it's a good course. Great.
That's
yeah.
fun. I mean, I would for sure on Wednesday, if you can get out there on Wednesday, make a tee time in advance. Prepare to be there for 4.5 to 5 hours. But it's for $31 if you're looking for value, that you can't beat that. Even when you're, I think value wise for that course, I mean, it's a $60 course. You know, it's you can play. You,
definitely.
If you're paying $60 for that, it's. It's not a bad deal. I've definitely seen a lot worse for that price. So
right.
But what else? I mean, anything else that you guys want to? Oh, we didn't really get into the range that when we were going through everything. They do have a range.
Range is nice. All grass.
All grass. You don't have to worry about mats. What does a token cost? $5.
$5. $5.
Yeah, good. Probably $5 25,
for
30
for
balls.
30 balls. 30 balls for $5. Can't beat it. Putting green, chipping green.
Yeah, putting on one side, yeah, chipping
overall,
on the other.
Probably one of the better practice areas you'll find in the south suburbs.
Honestly, yeah, if you're not trying to play around and you just need somewhere to go.
Yeah, I could spend a few hours just chipping and putting.
Bunkers, everything you can play out of, yeah, so it's great for that.
Oh, the other thing I will say, I just kind of thought about this right now, but people, if you are coming from the city, you don't want to drive, it comes just to the backside of it.
Yeah,
I mean, you could
the metro Rock Island district.
You just get off of the New Lenox stop.
You honestly, you could walk there.
Yeah,
or it's maybe a $5 Uber from that train station, and they're running on every hour, I believe.
Easily every hour.
So it's right. That's a good call. It's right down the street from that. So yeah, accessibility is good. Honestly. I obviously we're biased because we played a lot, but other than the pace, not a whole lot of bad to say about the course. If you're in a hurry, that's not where you want to go probably, but it's everything else. I don't know. It's not missing a lot.
No, it's a fantastic course. I think you'll kind of see this trend as you get a little bit further out of the city. Like we play a bunch of awesome courses.
Right. You can find great courses,
especially for the value down here.
Yeah, all
basically
up and down.
Tour of golf now. Yeah. Anything you've seen.
No, you can find great courses.
Miles.
The whole reason why we're here is to tell you, hey, this is if you want to go have a good time, you can easily play this course in 4 to 5 hours. If you want to score well, this is a good course to score well. If you want to break 80, you want to break 90, you want to break 100, this is the course to go do it. You can they cut the fescue. They keep the greens rolling nice. Everybody there works together well. I think it's honestly one of my favorite courses.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's you can score well. First time I broke 80 there, so.
Yeah.
So to me, it's a great course. Everyone can shoot well there.
Yeah, and I think that's a good start for us here. I mean, that's pretty much all we've got today. I do want to say if anything that anyone has any suggestions on anything else you want to hear, any courses that you'd like to review, that you'd like to hear about, we've probably played them and we wouldn't mind, doing this same thing on, Chad, as far as social media stuff. I mean, is there anything that
you
want? I mean, is anything out there that you want people to look at?
Yeah, definitely. Like, obviously this podcast, you're hearing it on Anchor right now. We've obviously shared it on one of our, three social media things that we have right now. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and going to load up the Instagram soon as well. So be sure to go follow us at all of those. Obviously, we're going to be feeding you this audio content through those, and then you'll also be able to find this podcast on Spotify, iTunes, I think Google Play, and then SoundCloud as well. So a lot of places to hear us. If you guys have any different way of that you listen to podcasts or any type of audio content, let us know. We'll try and get on there. But for the most part, people are going to be able to hear the stuff. So it's good. Subscribe to our channel. Do it now so you don't forget. And you'll always get updated when we have a new episode. And so I think we're shooting for, 1 to 2 a week, right?
Yeah. Let's go. Keep it going.
One to two a week.
Yeah.
Really. trying to review different courses that we've played around the area, and I think that that's kind of where we go from here. Yeah. So
by no means are we claiming to be great golfers. We just think that we can give you good feedback on what these courses do, and you know, help you out along the way when you're looking for that spot to play. So
right.
I'm a fantastic golfer. I don't know what he's talking about.
All right, let's have – I do think this is good. Let's have, like, a couple discussion tips – discussions here, okay?
Yeah.
One thing that I have going through my head, where do you draw the line? Like, so you're golfing for four people, right?
Right.
Where do you draw the line on, number one, amount of strokes before you tell the person to pick up a ball? Or should you know based on the amount of strokes? Wow. Number two
– great question.
How far is a good enough gimme on a double bogey?
Another great question.
So they can't putt for triple. Like, they could putt for triple or you just give them double.
If you're putting for bogey, my stick gets a little bit lengthier.
I think it's like 6 feet with a double. No. A double, anything inside of 5 or 6 feet.
The main thing for this is to keep speed. You know, nobody wants to hack the ball around the course.
I would agree.
We all want to put up a good score. We all want to play well. At the end of the day, if you have a bad shot, At the end of the day, if you putt for double, putt for triple, get to the green, pick it up, we'll take whatever you got, you know?
I think double you're
But at the end of the day, if you pick it up, if you're six feet?
I'd say 5-6 feet.
I guess I might be underestimating 6 feet.
Underestimating,
or am I overestimating?
You think you should have to putt that?
I view 6 feet. Like, I'm thinking six. I think I'm almost thinking 6 feet is like more like 9 feet.
Okay. How about this? What would your number be?
Well, what if what
four or five?
The thing is, hit the fairway.
It also depends what you're playing for.
And all of a sudden, he's three putting for a double. Give it to him, obviously. Say if
we're
he's
not out there playing for
jacking it
jackets.
Right, jacking it left. Jacking it over the green. Just he can't get it. He's just jacking it all over the place. He can't get it on. He can't come on the green at all.
Stop talking about jacking it.
You know what I mean? He can't get it on the green. Are you going to give him that 6-footer for bogey?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
would you?
For bogey?
Yeah.
Oh, for bogey? No.
For double or triple?
Oh, yeah.
Double bogey, you can be within 10 feet. I'll give it to you. If a guy's hacking around the course, he can't get up and down for bogey, are you going to give him that 6-footer?
No.
I guess, no.
No, I meant, what was your other?
My other question was how many shots until you personally pick up your ball?
For me,
it'd be like 7. Once it hits like 7, I'd be like, nah.
We've always played 8 as the max on the card. That's how, like, I feel like we've always played 8 is the max. So, like, if I'm playing for 8, we played games where, you know, a long putt, you know, obviously the long putt's like $1 or so, you know, we'll still go for it there. Otherwise, fuck it. If it's 8, that's enough. There's no need to be out there taking 10, 11 shots on there.
Or wasting everybody else's time.
I don't want to piss myself off. I'm going to break a club. Second of all, if there's someone behind this,
If I'm putting for 6 or 7, leave me alone.
Sometimes I feel like I'm like our group is like the only group that has any type of sense of like long play. Like, there's someone actually behind us.
I think the circumference of the problems of public golf is when do people know when to pick it up?
Like, if
that's a great question,
and that's
a question that we all have to fucking answer.
If this podcast does nothing else but like maybe create some awareness of shitty golfers. let me finish. Shitty golfers realizing that they're shitty golfers like playing to keep pace. Like, I'm not saying you have to fly around this course in like 3 hours, but when you're out there like Captain Dickhead in front of us today, who looked like Mrs. Craig or whatever from, what was her name, from Caddyshack, like, and stubbing hitting his drive. They're waiting for the green to clear from 300 yards.
300.
He's got his rangefinder out there when he's got 280 into the wind on a par 5. Like,
oh, make sure you didn't miss that one.
Come on. You don't need to be that guy. They're sitting in their cart waiting for, like, just if this podcast does nothing but create awareness for that, like, do not be that dickhead.
please.
Don't hold up the course.
And if you're out there to, and you don't mind taking a nature walk and being out there for 7 hours and that's your thing, like, fine, just get out of everyone
else. Right, I mean,
like,
grab a fishing pole and get the hell out of there.
Like, there's been times, like, we're playing, it's on a Saturday, we're drinking beer, I don't give a shit how many people play through, I'll sit out there for 6 hours. Like,
oh, I have no problem doing it. However, as long as I'm playing golf.
Yeah.
I will play golf for 5 hours. If I'm playing golf for 3 hours and sitting around for two, that's a different story.
Yeah.
That's a different story. You know, it's more or less getting the people aware that you are ruining the sport. You literally are. Get off the fucking course.
I think that's a good discussion too. For, you know, whether we have, I don't know if we have time for it now or for next time, but just, you know, what is a good,
what is a good time? What is a good amount of time? What is to a good stand balance over a ball?
Between like, I'm just.
I can't wait to talk about this next.
Golf, that sprint golf game, or I'm the guys that we played behind today.
Yeah.
No, it's more or less. Can you just at least keep the game going? Or are you killing the course? It's basically you versus the course. Should we leave
it up for discussion? Think about it and let's go on.
Like, let's think about this episode two.
Yeah.
Episode two.
Also, one last thing. This is also going to involve beers and maybe some blunts at times. So,
stay
what are we drinking here? Chris, what are you drinking?
I got a Fist City right now from Revolution.
Drinking Fist City, and Tim's drinking Piss Water Coors.
I had Coors Light, but I was always drinking Guinness. Usually I'm a Guinness guy.
So on the next episodes, Ross, we're going to be covering, we're going to choose one or two craft beers from around the Chicagoland area here, our local brewery. Yeah. We're going to recover those and review those too. So, but yeah, is that all we got?
Yeah.
Cool.
Just don't forget that I shot a 78 today and birdied 6.
All right. So anyway,
Tim shot a 78. I shot a 77. So
yeah, first play.
Damn it.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you guys next time. Again, this is Bogeys and Beers. We got Tim, Chad, and Chris here. Yeah, that's episode one. Peace.
Here we go. We're off. Nice. All right. Let's do another one. Am I getting super high?